Thousands of bands and fans from around the world are in Austin for the South by Southwest Music Festival. But when all the indie musicians of the moment leave that city, there is still a vibrant local music scene. And that is where NPR's Anastasia Tsiulkas discovered a group we're going to introduce you to now. They're called Riaz Qawwali, and their sound is a long ways away from what you might associate with Austin, Texas.
Sonny goes just by his first name. He grew up in Houston, and he used to go to sleep at night listening to the great Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
He had a cassette player, and I would listen to his tape one. And I would somehow weirdly wake up 25 minutes into it, and it would be time to rewind, and I would rewind it again, and I would listen to it daily twice. It just had a draw.
This kind of music is called Qawwali, and it's what the members of Riaz Qawwali started out playing at their very first show 9 years ago when they were in college at the University of Texas, Austin. Qawwali dates back about 700 years and is traditionally Muslim music. Riaz Qawwali is not even close.
We won't go into who is what, but sitting even around this room, there are people from Indian, Pakistani, Afghani, and Bangladeshi identity, but we're all American today. And religiously, we're Hindus and Muslims and Sikhs, agnostics, atheists.
People's religious backgrounds can be very often pinpointed by their names in South Asia. And because of this, the members of Riaz Qawwali ask to be identified just by their first names as a way of lessening the impulse to figure out exactly who belongs to which group. And that's the ethos that informs their music. Sunny points to one older verse as an example.
Mandir masjid ye mai khane, koi ye maane, koi wo maane. Mandir, a temple, masjid, a mosque, mai khana, which is a bar. So it's an interesting piece of poetry, I think. It's saying some believe in this, some believe in that, but then, you know, if everybody's just believing in something, we're forgetting sort of your identity, because we're interested in more of the differences.
Riaz Qawwali weaves songs and texts from the Hindu and Sikh faiths into the Muslim material. Hussein Rashid, a professor of religion at Hofstra University, says that many Qawwali artists working in South Asia today have limited themselves.
You know, I think there's been so much concern about what is Islam and what isn't, politically speaking, artistically speaking, that there's been a push in modern Qawwali to actually sanitize it and make it very sterile and almost rule-bound rather than ecstatic and devotional. So for me, I think what Riaz Qawwali is doing is trying to go back to that very exciting, innovative space that Qawwali was. And in fact, it seems natural that we would get a new flourishing of Muslim devotionals in a place like America where we do have this freedom of religion.
Riaz Qawwali doesn't shy away from controversial current topics. The group's just recorded a Hindu song to address the much-publicized gang rapes in India.
We are just about to release something that talks about the mother divine and the female identity. And we are trying to juxtapose that with sort of the terrible stuff that's happening with the rapes. And the idea that we're trying to ask our audiences to think about is, how can the Hindu faith really bring a deity to a level of worship, then at the same time kill our female babies and then rape our women? Is that fair or is that right? Should we as men or women allow that sort of society to happen?
At At its heart, qawwali is ecstatic music. It was born in the religious practices of Sufi Islam. Sufis seek a mystical, personal connection with God, and the 8 members of Riaz Qawwali want to share some of the feeling they experience performing it with their audiences, says the group's violinist, Abed.
The interaction between the musicians is so great, and this interaction goes beyond the stage and goes into the audience and it becomes an interaction, like a constant interaction between the audience and the performers. It's great.
And they hope that joy transcends religion. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
You can hear a whole song performed by Riaz Qawwali on our website, npr.org.